Zakta Helga Mishnah Vaitam Asechtes Klayim Perik Tes Mishnah Zayin. We have a person who buys some clothing that may have shatness inside. Well, don't wear it until you make sure that it has no shatness. The Mishnah begins with a list of different types of garments that have to be checked because they are automatically suspect. Habarsin v'habardasin. Both of these, explains the Batanura, are made out of wool and they're used to cover beds. What's there between the two? One is thin, one is thick. V'adalma tikyon, kind of woolen clothes that a person would wear on his feet. Uminalois hapinon, pinon shoes. These are shoes that are actually made out of a certain kind of wool. Not mamish the wool, but like the offshoot from the wool. Cheap part of the wool. It's like the Mishnah, lo yilbush ben ad sheyivdek. Don't put any of these things on until you see how they're sewed, because sometimes they're sewed with a linen thread. The wool, of course, on its own is not a problem, and linen on its own is not a problem. But if it's wool that was sewed with a linen thread, it is a problem. Wait a second. What if I stand by a woolen sweater? I don't have to check? So it depends. In the times of the Mishnah, they didn't use linen thread generally, except with these things. So with these things, explains the Batanur, you have to check. Rabbi Yossi says, it depends on this. If these things, all the things listed over here, if they came from the Choyf HaYam, areas along the sea outside of Eretz Yisrael, you don't have to check them. The thread that was used was canvas, like we explained before, something that grows from the ground, not linen. Linen was very expensive over there, so the people aren't going to sew their garments with it. Memela, we're not worried that it's shatness. But again, says the Batanura, in a time where linen is easier to come by and it's not so expensive, you do have to be concerned. Zakta Mishnah Vaitu, a minol shel zered, a zered boot. It's a kind of a boot that's lined inside with wool. Ein boy mishim klein. We're not worried that there's linen in there as well. It's not how they would make them, and therefore it does not require a bedika. So basically our Mishnah is teaching us that any time there's a concern, there could be some linen thread, when you buy a woolen baguette, you have to check it first. Bizman hazeh, there are special shatness laboratories. The way begadim are made today, Paiskim will say, it's impossible for a layman, someone who's not trained, to know whether it's shatness or not. We bring it to experts, and they amivire it, they check it to tell us if it's good or not, and if it's not good, they know how to fix it.